Thursday morning. It has just gone 10 o'clock and the weather is beautiful here at Foxhall at this stage. Not sure what it's going to be like for Saturday, but how much do you keep an eye on conditions throughout the week and what it's going to be like? Because obviously the weather can affect how a meeting goes.
It sure can. I mean, as you say, at the moment it's glorious sunshine and it's kind of a little bit reminiscent of Speed Weekend, which is really on the horizon now. So we are entering that time of year that we, you know, weather is very much important to what's going on here, certainly in terms of looking after the stadium and everything else. But the forecast we're seeing at the moment is saying that the weekend could be unsettled. So who knows? I mean, we've got the sunshine at the moment. We began the week when it was very cold, very windy. So we're prepared for anything. And we, as everybody knows, we run whatever the conditions are. But we'll do the best of what we have.
Three more formulas on the track here at Foxhall this weekend. Let's begin with the record win bangers. Who's leading the way as things stand?
Well, at the moment, it's still early doors. I mean, we're only into about round three, round four of the Whip Street Motors Championship. So at the moment, it's quite open. And we are a little bit low on cars for this week. But I think that's because of the hectic schedule that they've had over the last few weeks. But nonetheless, I'm sure come the day, there'll be a few more people entering. And I think probably, because it's such a long season for the bangers, it's such a long championship, and it's never really decided until we get into the sort of the early winter months. At this moment in time, it's kind of still anyone's race. But of course, you've always got to look out for your favourites like Julian Beaumont from Kesgrave, Shandy Davis, all those kind of guys. Really, at the moment, they're all in contention and always will be.
As you said, it's been a hectic few weeks, and I imagine, given the nature of this formula, these are cars that require a lot of work in between meetings.
They sure do, and that's the thing, that you know, the guys obviously try and squeeze more meetings out of the cars if they can, but of course they're taking a lot of punishment. In between all of that time, they are preparing other cars as well. So it's a busy time for them, because obviously they're racing, they're preparing cars, they're forward planning. If they're really serious and wanting to get into the championships, then they're searching particularly good cars for that, and preparing those as well. As we all know, when it comes to World Championship, the cars are absolutely immaculate and prepared immaculately. So, you know, there'll be a few of those that are even preparing cars really ready for that October World Final already.
I'm talking about immaculate cars, the Oval Track Legends here this weekend. And I think this is one of the formulas that provides your photographers with some great shots, because I always think back to the ZZ Top videos and the wonderful car that you used to see in that. You've got several of these race around the track this weekend.
Yes, I mean, we've got another fantastic turnout, nearly 30 of them like we did a month ago. But you're absolutely right. The cars themselves, they're a single-seater. They're reminiscent of the 30s and 40s American coupes. So that's why they have that appearance, as you say, like the ZZ Top Eliminator car. But they are fantastic. They're incredibly fast. I mean, they're powered by 1100 and 1200 cc motorcycle superbike engines. They're single seater. They're very, very light and incredibly fast, especially around here at Ipswich. It's one of their tracks where they can really use all that power. And like we saw about a month ago, very, very exciting racing. And that's the one reason why I hope it does remain dry on Saturday night, because I want the public to see these cars at full flight, because they really are something.
What speeds are they getting up to?
It's a job to say, because obviously everything is geared around Foxhall, and gearing is crucial, because it's not just about out-and-out speed down the straight. It's how you get out the bends and your speed around the bends. But I would imagine they're probably comparable to a national hot rod. When the conditions are right, they are on a different tyre. But I would say probably on the straightaway, they've got to be hitting about 85 miles an hour or something like that before they're thinking of slowing down. But of course, you know, they're literally only on the brakes, if at all, for a matter of a second. Or so, and by the time they're in the apex of the bend, they're planting their foot through the floor again to pick up out of the bend and down the back straight. So, yeah, in actual fact, it's a matter of interest. I'll have a look at the telemetry this week if it is dry, and we'll have a look and a chat about it at the next program, and just see what kind of speeds they achieve, because it will be interesting to see compare them against the national hot rods, obviously with a view to the World Championships coming up.
We've got Lindsay McCloy racing in this formula, who sadly is one of few female drivers that you have, and we'd obviously encourage more to take up the sport, because they'd be most welcome. You also have several local drivers in this formula. including a guy's making a comeback by the looks of it this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, I've just noticed actually on the booking system, Stephen Lloyd, who's a Case Grave resident. Steph was very much ever present in the Legends up until a year or so ago. He took a year out because he was concentrating on rookie rods with his son and a few other people, and he's been building engines quite successfully. But looking on the booking list, he's booked in. So it looks to me like maybe Stephen from somewhere has hired a car and fancies another spin round Ipswich, and he'll certainly be very welcome. Lindsay, of course, obviously she's based in Renfrewshire in Scotland, but she's always a very welcome visitor to Ipswich. Her partner John was one of our clerks of the course here, so they come back here every so often, not only for Lindsay to race, but so John can catch up with family and friends and that sort of thing. As you say, you know, we wish there were more women in our racing. We do have quite a few, and I will say that the largest percentage of females that race with us are very successful. So we would encourage many more females to the racing, and you know, if they chat to some of the girls that already are racing with us, they'll find out that they don't necessarily have to have connections with garages and car dealerships or anything like that. That, you know, they literally can come in from any walk of life and compete on a level basis.
It's the junior rod races on the night as well. Man to beat, Tyler Ivins.
Certainly, yeah, Tyler's always there or thereabouts, very competitive. Of course, you've also got Perry Cook from Norwich as well. Now, Perry is a third-generation racer. His father, Mel, was a big name here in the late 70s and right through the 80s and early 90s. Mel, obviously, was a very competitive racer in national hot rods, but also stock rods as well, where he probably achieved even more success. And then Mel's late father, Kenny, as well, started the family tradition. He was racing national hot rods back in the 70s and 80s. And again, he was a very, very big name as well. So we've now got a third generation racer in Perry. And, you know, he's kind of carrying on the family tradition. Very well supported. Turns out a very good car. And I expect in the future big things for him.
Could be a great meeting. What time do we get underway?
As usual, it's a 6:45 start. Gates will open about 5:30, so people are very welcome to come along and watch some practice and have something to eat. And fingers crossed, it should be another cracking night.